This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. For the first time in more than 2 years, Atlanta rapper Gucci Mane spent a Memorial Day weekend as a free man. Gucci was released from prison last Thursday. He was convicted of firearm possession in 2013. Fans celebrated his return to the outside world. But followers can't really say they missed Gucci Mane while he was behind bars. That's because the rapper was extraordinarily productive as an inmate. He released new albums, a movie, and started writing an autobiography, all while incarcerated. We talked about Gucci Mane's creative drive on the show late last year. My guests were Atlanta hip-hop artist Mekonnen, who just released a song called Big Gucci in honor of Gucci Mane. And Regina Bradley also joined us. She's a hip-hop scholar and an assistant professor of African-American literature at Armstrong State University. She kicked our conversation off.
I still can't believe we're doing interviews about Gucci Mane on NPR.
I love that.
I can't believe it either. Let's talk about that more. But I would imagine that there's a number of public radio listeners that have maybe never heard either of Gucci Mane or heard his music. So let's take a listen to probably his most well-known track, which is Icy. What you do, 'cause we icing, so icing, we icing, so icing. All these girls excited. So, Mekonnen, I think Regina is over there giggling because she can't believe we're playing that on public radio. But okay, so Lynn, let's talk a little bit about this, because one of the reasons we're talking about Gucci Mane, besides the fact that he's been unbelievably prolific even while he's incarcerated, is the fact that so many people in Atlanta and in the South and throughout the country point to him as such an influence. And Mekonnen, you're one of those people, are you not?
Yes, I am.
What makes him so influential?
I guess because he represents for like a lot of people in the South, and I've just grew up in Atlanta knowing about him, but I know like his reach and his influence is all throughout the South. He keeps his relevancy from like staying connected with the times and supporting the new artists that are coming up rather than, you know, shunning them or trying to just ride their wave. He embraces them, and you know, like he just gives everybody a chance, you know what I'm saying? He's like here not just for himself. So that's what a big thing is. That's why he's still, to be incarcerated, still has a huge influence and still is on the scene, because he's for the scene and not just trying to be seen.
So, Regina, let me take this to you, because one of the reasons why people tend, who don't understand hip-hop, tend to dismiss it is because of they don't understand the lyrics. Often, and even with Gucci Mane, we're talking about music, which is talking about a drug culture. Often it's talking about the kind of culture people don't associate with so-called high-minded pursuits, right? Let me play you a little clip from Atlanta producer Zaytoven. He actually produced Icy, which was the beginning of a feud between Gucci Mane and Jeezy. But here he is in an interview with Vice talking about trap music and run-ins with the law and why this music seems to resonate even with people who aren't part of that lifestyle.
The trouble that they get in or try to stay out of is almost the reason why their music come across so good. You probably never live that lifestyle, never see it, but you feel what they're going through, feel what they're doing, because these are the type of lifestyle, you know, these guys are living.
So, Regina, help me understand how you put in context the kind of lyrics that are talking about, you know, wearing diamond chains and going out and partying and hanging out with lots of women. How do you make that part of literature?
So I want to slightly back it up, because when you were playing Icy, I was dancing in my seat, because it took me back to my college undergrad days at Albany State. But I really find it interesting, because normally when you think about trap music, you don't necessarily think about party music. And for me, that's one of the reasons that Gucci Mane is so influential, is that he's bridging these genres in Southern hip hop together to create kind of a new sound, a new space. But in terms of, you know, why it's significant in lyricism, I do want to state that, especially in the South, is that lyricism is important, but it's not the be-all, end-all. I often say that we listen for the beat first, and if we can nod our head to it, then we actually pay attention to what's being said. So I think it's really important to kind of establish that. But anyway, Gucci's important because when Zaytoven was talking about the feeling of it, again, that goes to the way it sounds, the way it feels. And the better that it sounds coming from the knock in the trunk, the more that we're going to pay attention to it and listen. But I think that the reason that a lot of folks are so dismissive of Gucci Mane and a lot of Southern hip hop artists in general is that we don't understand that their perspective doesn't necessarily hold up what's considered, you know, a bi-coastal or Northeast and West Coast genre because of the fact that what we're pulling from is so specific to our experiences in the South. And I think that one thing that people have to understand is that literature is not just what you find in a book. Literature is any type of text that delivers a message. And that's why hip-hop is so important, is because there's often multiple messages and multiple texts that are being delivered, whether it's through production, whether it's through lyricism, or even through visual, through music video. So I think that that's why hip-hop is connected to literature, is because it's a multimodal, multifaceted textual experience.
And I don't certainly don't want to give the impression that the only thing Gucci Mane writes about is partying or any of those other things. I want to play another example of that. This is a single off Gucci Mane's The State versus Radrick Davis. This is kind of a more personal side of Gucci Mane. Let's take a listen. So, McConan, what do we hear in Gucci Mane's music that makes him stand out? People refer to him a lot of times as sort of an innovator. What do they mean?
He's expressing real emotions and realness. You know, a lot of artists will make music for what they think others want to hear. And, you know, trying to go after fake emotions. And so he's just expressing real emotions from his real self. And so that's why it comes off as, you know, people can relate to it and deal with it. Because it's not like he's trying to do this for having other people to feel him. He's just expressing himself from his real feelings. And other people can feel that. Other people can understand how someone can be their best friend and their own worst enemy. So,
well, let me play a recently released song, McConan, that you did in honor of Gucci Mane. This is called Big Gucci. Let's take a listen first.
My still trapping hard, making plays in the South. Hey, and they can't wait till Big Gucci get out. I said my still trapping hard, making plays in the South. Hey, and they can't wait till Big Gucci get out.
I assume you're talking about get out of jail.
Yeah.
So tell me, I mean, when you're honoring Gucci here, what are you honoring him for? When you think about him and your relationship with him, what's the most important aspect of your relationship with him?
We're honoring his hustle, his creativity, his genius to be independent and go for it. You know what I'm saying? You might not have the support of, the others that everybody's support they're looking from is just, you know, support yourself. And like when he was out, he was a staple in the music. Like he kept people motivated with his music. He kept putting out content, doing shows, you know, supporting other artists, putting a lot of new artists on. Like a lot of artists that have came onto the scene over the last few years, Gucci Mane has had a big influence and support in their career, from Future to Young Thug to, you know, a lot of acts coming out of Atlanta. And so, you know, my song is, you know, it's just about, you know, everybody in Atlanta still, you know, going hard, still hustling, still have that same drive and, you know, same determination. And they can't wait for, you know, Big Gucci to come out, because, you know, that's, he would be honored to hear us out here going hard like this, rather than the scene sort of just dies and everybody just kind of, you know, fiddles away.
Well, there's a lot, Regina, in what McConan just said. I mean, we heard the words hustle and we heard the words independent especially. And I wanted to play this clip from Gucci Mane himself, in which he's talking about kind of what motivates him.
I've always been working to get to the point I am now, to continue to put out music. That was always my goal, and it still is my goal, to get this point to do what I do now. Be a CEO, my own self, my own friends, my own family. And we make music and make millions of dollars. That's what I do it for.
I mean, Regina, we're talking about an artist who's been unbelievably prolific, just a massive number of, he's had solo albums on major labels, he's had solo albums that he released independently, he's had mixtapes, collaborative albums, that doesn't even include the number of guest appearances he's made. So I wonder how significant is it that he works independently as opposed to only releasing things through the major record labels?
Well, one, I mean, McConan already said it. It's that innovation, that hustle is real. Being able to articulate himself and release, you know, his own type of product, which again is an extension of, you know, the trap. He's ultimate in the ultimate trap. I mean, he's in jail and he's still being able to get us new music and get us new, you know, for lack of a better term, get us new product. And one of the reasons he's particularly important is we have to understand the way that hip hop is consumed in this kind of contemporary moment, in this present moment, is that we have the internet, we have social media, we have these independent mediums that allow for us to be exposed to new artists and also those artists who are able to take advantage of production-wise and release-wise what that means. And I really think that, you know, Gucci Mane more than anybody is reflective of what that kind of ambition means, especially in a social media moment. And again, kind of going back to McConan's track, I felt like that was something that I felt in my spirit. Like I felt like I could really like put that in the car and ride. And that really reminded me of, you know, a previous era of trap that we really haven't seen mainstream-wise lately. And I always have this debate with my students. We always have this conversation about what trap is. And I had a student that told me that Katy Perry's, what is it, Dark Horse, Magic Horse?
Yeah, Dark Horse, I think.
Dark Horse was trap. And I about had a panic attack and a heart attack in front of the classroom because I was like, what exactly made it trap? And they were just talking literally about the way that it sounded. And I found that problematic, especially.
Well, let me stop you here then, because can you then give us your definition of what defines trap music? Because I'm about to ask you about how Gucci Mane changed trap music. So let's, I guess, define our terms first. What is trap, according to you?
Well, trap, according to me, is a subgenre of hip-hop that came out of Atlanta that demonstrated drug culture specific to an urban South. And, of course, sonically, you have the low synthesizers, you have the low bass or the beat. And for me, that's what I think about it, are those connections. So Jeezy and T.I. and Backbone and Pill and these folks who are speaking about these experiences, but it's not necessarily just lyricism, but also the sonic element of that as well, the way that it sounds.
Okay, so I'm going to take this to you, McConan, but let me play you this comment again. Let's go back to the hip-hop producer, Zaytoven. And he's speaking, again, in that interview with Vice about Gucci Mane and his sort of position as sort of a founder of trap. Let's take a listen.
We respect Gucci so much because Gucci will bring everybody together. He the mayor, like, he's the main guy when you talking about trap music. That's who you want to hear. So everybody else is, you know, understudies and doing their thing, but he just like the big dog. And he putting on everybody, he giving everybody a shot.
Yeah.
So, McConan, how do you think Gucci, you agree with that? You'd call him the mayor of trap music.
Yeah, or the godfather for me. You know, like, but he is giving everybody a shot. He gives the producers a shot. I mean, like, countless producers have made great careers from, you know, Gucci Mane giving them a shot, as well as artists and as well as video directors and, you know, just everybody who's in the arts and being creative. Like, he's somebody that come around and give you a shot, and you, next thing you know, your stuff is on television, and then you have other big labels calling to work with you and stuff, and it all started from the opportunity right there with him. But I wanted to say something about trap as well, as my definition of it, what I think as well, and how Gucci Mane has changed it, is also with the amount of content that you put out. Like, it's always right. Work there. He's always giving you a new thing to work with. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, as far as being in the trap genre, I feel like to truly be in there and be recognized as well, as it's also banks on your amount of content and the amount of content that's not, you know, just not trash. So it's like, you know, he puts out a lot of content, and a lot of content gets used and played. So we can have like a 24 hours of Gucci Mane played in the club if, you know, somebody wanted to do it.
So then let me put this to you, Regina. You just told us what you think trap music is. So how did Gucci Mane change trap music? And has he kind of changed it permanently?
Oh, there's definitely a permanent change. Like, I'm not expecting to hear a Thug Motivation 101 or Trap House or Trap Music in 2015. Maybe because I'm a little older, and that was a different, you know, that was in my former life. But but yeah, I definitely think that he changed it as far as it being accessible to folks outside of the South and outside of Atlanta. And his music is dedicated to the Trap Boys, but not necessarily strictly for the Trap Boys. And I also think it's important when he started to kind of get that attention, because I know he's been doing records since around 2001, But I know that for me, I was first introduced to Gucci Mane for real with Trap House in 05. So with So Icy and everybody was playing it, and I'm like, well, who is this dude? But there's a kind of a particular, there's a particular trap sound that was in place. But the reason that he's so significant is because he's bridging these multiple Southern hip hop moments. So he's bridging crunk music, which is kind of like at its peak. He's also bridging trap music together and making it kind of like this, like the crunk trap, like party music. So, you know, on the same hand that he's talking about kind of dealing with those demons, his inner demons, and dealing with pushing weight and drug culture, he's also talking about having a good time. But I mean, like, kind of showing, like, you know, there's multiple facets of what you know, the trap and trapping means, and kind of introducing this to an audience that might not otherwise be familiar with what the trap is or what Southern hip hop is.
I wouldn't forgive myself, McConan, if I didn't ask you if you have any idea how he's able to remain so productive while still incarcerated, how he's pulling that off.
I feel like before he even went in, he was always working, you know, and putting in a lot of work. Like, he was a studio monster from what I've heard with the other producers before I came around and started working with those producers. But they said he was always working, doing like 30 songs a night. So a lot of those songs might be old songs. He might, you know, be recording through a Nokia phone. I don't know how he's doing it. He's a magician.
That is hip-hop artist McConan, also known as I Love McConan, and Regina Bradley, assistant professor of African-American literature at Armstrong State University. But my favorite title for you, Regina, is hip-hop scholar.
I'll take
thanks
it.
So, thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you for having me.
Gucci Mane was released from prison last Thursday.